This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today I'll be reading poetry from Ireland in honor of St. Patrick's Day. So I'm going to start with The Leprechaun or Fairy Shoemaker, and that poem is by William Allingham. Little cowboy, what have you heard up on the lonely Rath's green mound? Only the plaintive yellow bird sighing in sultry fields around. Cherry, 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 chee. Only the grasshopper and the bee. Tip, tap, rip, rap, tack, tack, too. Scarlet leather sewn together. This will make a shoe. Left, right, pull it tight. Summer days are warm. Underground in winter, laughing at the storm. Lay your ear close to the hill. Do you not catch the tiny clamour, busy click of an elfin hammer? Voice of a leprechaun singing shrill as he merrily plies his trade. He's a span and a quarter in height. Get him in sight, hold on tight, and you're a made man. You'll watch your cattle the summer day, sup on potatoes, sleep in the hay. How would you like to roll in your carriage? Look for a duchess's daughter in marriage. Seize the shoemaker, then you may. Big boots a-hunting, sandals in the hall, white for a wedding feast, pink for a ball. This way, that way, so we make a shoe, getting rich every stitch, tick-tack-too. 99 treasure crocks this keen miser fairy hath. Hidden mountains, woods, and rocks, ruin and round tower, cave and rath. And where the cormorants build, from times of old, guarded by him, each of them filled, full to the brim with gold. I caught him at work one day myself, in the castle ditch where foxglove grows, a wrinkled, wizened, and bearded elf, spectacles stuck on his pointed nose, silver buckles to his hose, leather apron, shoe in his lap. Rip, rap, tip, tap, tick, tack, too, a grasshopper on my cap. Away the moth flew. Buskins for a fairy prince, brogues for her son. Pay me well, when the job is done. The rogue was mine beyond a doubt. I stared at him. He stared at me. Servant, sir, huff, says he, and pulled a snuff box out. He took a long pinch, looked better pleased. The queer little leprechaun offered the box with a whimsical grace. Poof! He flung the dust in my face, and while I sneezed, he was gone. I don't know where the legend of leprechauns being little shoemakers started, but the idea is if you can grab a leprechaun and hold on, he has to give you his pot of gold. The next poem is called High Brassel, The Isle of the Blessed, by Gerald Griffin. On the ocean that follows the rocks where you dwell, a shadowy land has appeared, as they tell. Men thought it was a region of sunshine and rest, and they called it High Brassel, the Isle of the Blessed. From year unto year, on the ocean's blue rim, the beautiful spectre showed lovely and dim. The golden clouds curtained the deep where it lay, and it looked like an Eden far, far away. A peasant who heard of the wonderful tale in the breeze of the Orient loosened his sail. From Ara the Holy he turned to the west, for though Ara was holy, High Brassel was blessed. He heard not the voices that called from the shore. He heard not the rising winds' menacing roar. Home, kindred, and safety he left on that day, and they sped to High Brassel, far, far away. Morn rose on the deep, and that shadowy isle, o'er the faint rim of distance, reflected its smile. Noon burned on the waves, and that shadowy shore seemed lovelily distant and faint as before. Lone evening came down on the wanderer's track, and to Ara again he looked timidly back. Oh, far on the verge of the ocean it lay, yet the Isle of the Blest was far, far away. Rash dreamer, return! Oh, ye winds of the main, bear him back to his own peaceful Ara again. Rash fool, for a vision of fanciful bliss, to barter thy calm life of labor and peace. The warning of reason was spoken in vain. He never revisited Ara again. Night fell in the deep, amidst tempest and spray, and he died on the waters, far, far away. Next is The Priest of Coluni by W.B. Yeats. Coluni is a few miles south of the town of Sligo. Father O'Hart, a real person, lived there in the last century and was greatly beloved. Good Father John O'Hart in the penal days rode out to his shanteen in his free lands with his snipe marsh and his trout. In trust took he John's lands, Slaveens were all his race, and he gave them as dowers to his daughters, and they married beyond their place. But Father John went up, and Father John went down, and he wore small holes in his shoes, and he wore large holes in his gown. All loved him, only the shanteen, whom the devils have by the hair, from their wives and their cats and their children, to the birds and the white of the air. The birds, for he opened their cages as he went up and down, and he said with a smile, "Have peace now," and went away with a frown. But if when anyone died, came keeners hoarser than rooks, he bade them give over their keening, for he was a man of books. And these were the works of John, when weeping score by score, people came into Coluni, for he died at 94. There was no human keening, the birds from Knocknara and the world round Knocknashy came keenin' in that day. Keenin' from Innismurry, nor stayed for a bit of sup. This way were all reproved who dig the old customs up. This poem is called Pat Malone Forgot That He Was Dead. And it is also a song. The author is unknown, but my grandfather used to play the banjo and sing this song to me when I was a little girl. Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. Times were hard in the Irish town. Everything was going down. Pat Malone was pushed for ready cash. He'd the life insurance spent, and all his money too had went, and all his affairs had gone to smash. His wife spoke up and said, "Now, dear Pat, if you were dead, this $20,000 we could take." And so Pat laid down and tried to make out that he had died until he smelled the whiskey at the wake. Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He raised himself in the bed and what he said, "If this wake goes on a minute, to be sure the corpse is in it, you'll have to keep me drunk to keep me dead." So they gave the corpse a cup, and afterward they filled it up and laid him down again upon the bed. And before the morning gray, everybody felt so gay, they forgot that Pat was only playing dead. And so they loaded him from the bunk, still alive but awful drunk, and put him in the coffin with a prayer. And the driver of the cart said, "Begad, I'll never start until I see that someone pays the fare." Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. He raised himself in the coffin, and he said, "If you fairly doubt me credit, you'll be sorry that you said it. You'll drive or else the corpse will break your head." So the funeral started out on the cemetery route, and the neighbors tried the widow to console, till they got beside the house of Malone's last resting place and gently lowered Patrick in the hole. Then Pat began to see, just as plain as one could see, that he'd forgot to reckon on the end. And as clods began to drop, he broke loose the coffin top, and quickly to the earth he did ascend. Then Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and from the cemetery quickly fled. He came nearly going under. It's a lucky thing, by thunder, that Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. The four-leafed clover. I know a place where the sun is like gold, and the cherry blooms burst with snow. And down underneath, in the loveliest nook, where the four-leafed clovers grow. One leaf is for hope, and one is for faith, and one for love, you know. And God put together one end for luck. If you search, you will find where they grow. But you must have hope, and you must have faith. You must love and be strong. And so, if you work, if you wait, you will find the place where the four-leaved clovers grow. The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of the morning to where the cricket sings. There's midnight all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavements grey. I hear it in the deep heart's core. This poem is An Old Woman of the Roads, and it was written by Padraic Colum about a homeless old lady wandering around and wishing to have a little house. Oh, to have a little house, to own the hearth and stool and all, the heaped up sods against the fire, the pile of turf against the wall. To have a clock with weights and chains and pendulum swinging up and down. A dresser filled with shining delf, speckled and white and blue and brown. I could be busy all the day, clearing and sweeping hearth and floor, and mixing on their shelf again my white and blue and speckled store. I could be quiet there at night, beside the fire and by myself, sure of a bed and loath to leave the ticking clock and the shining delf. But, oh, I'm weary of mist and dark, and roads where there's never a house nor bush, and tired I am of bog and road, and the crying wind and the lonesome hush. And I'm praying to God on high, and I'm praying him night and day for a little house, a house of my own, out of the wind's and the rain's way. Next is Raglan Road, a poem by Patrick Kavanagh, and it has been turned into a song, off-recorded by groups like the Chieftains, but I will read the lyrics. On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I first met and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rue. I saw the danger, yet I walked along the enchanted way, and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November, we tripped lightly along the ledge of the deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I loved too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint I did not stint, for I gave her poems to say with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I had wooed not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he'd lose his wings at the dawning of the day. When You Are Old by William Butler Yeats. When you are old and gray and full of sleep and nodding by the fire, take down this book and slowly read and dream of the soft look your eyes had once and of their shadows deep. How many loved your moments of glad grace and loved your beauty with love false or true? But one man loved the pilgrim soul in you and loved the sorrows of your changing face, and bending down beside the glowing bars, murmur a little sadly how love fled and paced upon the mountains overhead and hid his face amid a crowd of stars. This poem is entitled When I'm Gone. When I come to the end of my journey and I travel my last weary mile, just forget if you can that I ever frowned and remember only the smile. Forget unkind words I have spoken. Remember some good I have done. Forget that ever I had heartache, and remember, I've had loads of fun. Forget that I have stumbled and blundered, and sometimes fell by the way. Remember, I have fought some hard battles and won ere the close of the day. Then forget to grieve for my going. I would not have you sad for a day. But in summer, just gather some flowers and remember the place where I lay, and come in the evening when the sun paints the sky in the west, and stand for a few moments beside me, and remember only my best. And now just a few very short Irish poems. May those who love us, and those who don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles, so we'll know them by their limping. May you always walk in sunshine. May you never want for more. May Irish angels rest their wings right beside your door. May the dreams you hold dearest be those which come true, and the kindness you spread keep returning to you. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. These next three short poems are written by Denise Rogers. The Blarney Stone. In the village of Blarney, there's one magic stone. They say when you kiss it, you're put in the zone. You talk and you gab, and your words are so glib that it matters not least if it's truth or a fib. So it's lie through your teeth, or it's truth that you own. It's all in the gift of the kissed Blarney Stone. A Fellow from Cork. There once was a fellow from Cork who ate giant portions of pork, roasted beef and wild duck, and his manners, well, yuck. Perhaps one day he'll use a fork. The Leprechaun. The Leprechaun is an Irish fairy from down County Cork or from far Tipperary. They're tiny and short, a mere 2 feet in height. They work on their shoes, and their terrible fright is that you will stop by and demand all their gold, all hidden away in a tree's hollow hold. It's happy St. Patrick's Day, starting from dawn. The Railway Children by Seamus Heaney. When we climbed the slopes of the Cuttin, we were eye level with the white cups of the telegraph poles and the sizzling wires. Like lovely freehand, they curved for miles east and miles west beyond us, sagging under their burden of swallows. We were small and thought we knew nothing worth knowing. We thought words traveled the wires in the shiny pouches of the raindrops. Each one seated full of light in the sky, the gleam of the lines, and ourselves so infinitesimally scaled we could stream through the eye of a needle. And a few more by Denise Rogers. The first one, Green Day. Everything is green today. The cookies and the drinks. It's all about St. Patrick's Day. I say this with a wink. We all love St. Paddy's. It's a day for having fun. There's no need to be Irish. Just put on your green and come. The Leprechaun. If you spy a little man, a small guy wearing green, it might just be a leprechaun that lucky you has seen. Don't ask him for his pot of gold. Just search around instead, 'cause if he knows you found it, he might hit you on the head. Turn your eyes for a moment, because they're tricky and clever. This little fairy will flee. So a plan that is better, in my own opinion, truth to be told, just pay him a visit and earn your own gold. Luck of the Irish. 'Tis the luck of the Irish, the talk of the town, the finding of leprechauns hiding around. A rare four-leaf clover found in the lawn. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day, beginning at dawn. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner as we explored the poetry of Ireland. I am your volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, Rexy. So I'll leave you with this Irish blessing and a bit of music. May God grant you always a sunbeam to warm you, a moonbeam to charm you, a sheltering angel, so nothing can harm you, laughter to cheer you, faithful friends near you, and whenever you pray, heaven to hear you. Remember, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left click on Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.